Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And a very good morning, Darren Frehill.
Mary, good morning. Were you watching lots of the football yesterday evening?
You know, I was busy on preparing for debates and watching debates around the UK Prime Minister.
What you missed, Mary.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. We probably didn't miss a whole pile in terms of... weren't great games, I thought, both of them. So the Irish men beat Hungary at home 2-1, and then the women lost away to Sweden 1-0. I thought the women were desperately unlucky. They're obviously competing at the very highest level, did so well for 80 minutes, and then conceded a bit of a sucker kick in the ribs goal from a corner kick. The men, though, probably didn't play as well as they did the last window, but got the win 2-1 against Hungary. And I think sometimes it's all about just carving out the win, isn't it? So an unlikely 2-1 win for the men. The Irish goals came from Adam Ida, Troy Parrott. That winner scored in injury time. Now, Troy got that winner. He's a young man in form. Recently got a couple of hat-tricks for his club in the Netherlands, but he got a bit of luck last night with the finish. Might have been easier to pass inside to a better player's teammate, but you know, strikers, they only have a nose for goal, and thankfully this one went in. He's been speaking to Dave Kelly.
I think the fact I've gone to the Euros and unbeaten in 14 games shows how good they are. I think I think they're a really good team, so yeah, for us to get the win is good, and it shows we're going in the right direction.
And one more game for the Republic to come next week, away to Portugal, another team preparing for the Euros.
Yeah, it's two really difficult games. But yeah, we'll take a lot of confidence from this game tonight and then try and take it into next game.
Yeah, I think he's a very lucky guy. Got a bit of luck with that finish. The women's defeat, a fourth loss of this campaign, yet to score a goal. And just looking at their stats as well, they've yet to win or score in any of their games, their six games in 2024. Playing at this highest level, though, and do you know what? I think they'll take a lot from the experience and time of this campaign. Eileen Gleeson, the manager, spoke to Tony Donoghue after the game.
Incredibly disappointed, like you said, 84th minute, and you know, we conceded from the corner and the ball straight in, and I thought the girls put in a serious shift tonight. I did think we were hopefully going to get a point over the line tonight, and yeah, so it's a real blow to concede at that time, and then you're trying to chase in the last few minutes.
How much of a learning has this been, though, for particularly the younger players, the likes of Jessu, who got player of the match, against opposition like this to show they can go toe-to-toe?
It's huge. Like you said, you've got Jess, you've got Abby coming on, you've got Jess Stapleton coming on, and then they're going toe-to-toe with the best in the world, and we didn't come away with that again, and we're like beyond disappointed about that. But it's a very transitional period for those young players coming in and then having to come up against the best of the world, so what an experience. But they're starting to develop and learn, and then the more we can get to stay in the game and then eventually get the points over is where we need to be.
Yeah, more from those two games a little bit later on. The Irish men's cricket team begin their T20 Cricket World Cup in New York today. The Irish group features Pakistan, India, Canada and the co-host USA. First up, it's a tough one. India gets underway 3:30 Irish time. The Irish women's hockey team have pled their way back into the Nations Cup competition in Spain. 3-0 win against Italy, and they now meet Korea on Thursday. So if they win that, they'll advance to the last four. Defending champion Novak Djokovic has withdrawn from the French Open because of a knee injury. He suffered that injury during his 5-set win over Francisco Cernuldo on Monday. And finally, horse racing today is at the Curragh, and the action there gets underway at 10 minutes to 5. Yeah.